How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy! I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It's a Wednesday. It's the 30th day of October, 2024. Hello, guys. Hello, fellas. Hello, guys. Hello.
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 Well, hello. Steve, happy 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, 1 year.
Thank you.
Oh, Steve, oh, Steve. A year with the Jay and Kevin show and regretting most of it.
Yeah. Who had a nicer conversation with you today about it, Jay or myself?
Well, Jay did bring in cupcakes and decorations.
Uh-huh.
And
I have some stuff for you. Don't worry.
Okay.
Very nice, Kevin.
Nicer conversation.
Hmm. Oh boy.
Hmm.
Well, you came in with a pretty hot attitude, Kevin. So I'm going to give this one to Jay.
Huh.
Yeah, he was just kind.
Yeah.
I said some nice things to Steve now that I think about it.
You sure did, Jay.
Thinking back, I did say some nice things to him.
Yeah. And now you kind of want to take it back.
I do not. No, oh, okay. I want that to be out there forever and ever. Amen.
Okay.
Kevin, well, you're a little too hot, Kevin?
Well, he said this. I hadn't brought up the anniversary thing to him.
Okay, yeah.
Because we just walked in, and he's like, how are you? We were talking and blah, blah, blah. And then he brought up something else. And
sure.
So we talked about that. And then, the cupcakes were on the counter.
Yes.
We got into a deep conversation about cupcakes. Because I said cupcakes, I'm just not really a cupcake guy.
Oh, boy.
Like, will I eat a cupcake? Heck yeah. And he's like, well, it makes no sense. Don't you like cake? And I'm like, yeah, I love cake. He's like, it makes no sense. So he had to start questioning me on all cupcake takes. And I'm like, I don't know. They're just the ratio. Something doesn't work out right for me in a cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the messy eating I don't love.
Because you think cupcakes messier than cake, because with cake, you obviously use a fork, and with cupcake, you don't.
And cake is, the frosting is spread out, evenly distributed.
Well, yeah, especially if you get the piled high frosting, some of that, which, again, I'm not against doing the cookie version of that.
I
don't ever really do it, but every time I see somebody take the bottom of the cupcake, put it on the top, and meet the frosting goes in the middle.
Jay, that's what I told Steve. I said, that's the way that...
What is that called? Is that a
cupcake sandwich?
That might be it. I don't know.
Because you're right. I explained that to him, and I said, that way does make it so much easier to eat.
Oh, man, yeah.
And he said, well, isn't that messier? And I go, well, maybe on your hands, but not on your face.
Yeah, it might be messier. I don't know. I said cupcakes. My wife said cake or cupcakes. I said, well, cupcakes are easier.
People can just grab them
and go, and they don't have to do plates and forks and all that. But, yeah.
We had a little girl who called into the show once who referred to them as... You remember what she calls them?
I don't know, huh?
Party cakes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a good name.
It's the only place
you
ever have cupcakes is at a party,
I feel
like.
Yeah, it's a great name, yeah. And at a one-year anniversary.
And we are partying.
Yeah, we are. A big party cake party.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But then Steve kind of, I don't know what he gets mad at me about or whatever. He goes.
Don't you, though?
He goes, yeah, 1 year. I go, no, Steve. 1 year. I go, oh, yeah, 1 year for the anniversary. You've been here. And he goes, yeah, that's what the streamers are for and stuff. And I was like, yeah, I know. And then he pointed to the streamers.
Well, yeah. You just seemed surprised.
So. No, and I said, I have some stuff for you, too. And you said, oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Wait, what are they called, Steve? What were those things called again?
Dizzy. No, wait. Dangly. Yep.
Wait, Dizzy Danglers.
Dizzy Danglers.
Dizzy Danglers.
Dizzy Danglers.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. No, you know what? Never mind, Jay. Those things are the most awesome ever.
Dizzy the one Danglers. Is right above his head, and I just like, he goes, I don't know if I'm going to like that. I'm like, I don't know if you are either. It's just
little
like,
Dizzy Danglers.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, let me guess. No matter what I give you, it won't be as good as these little party streamers because Jay put them up. Jay this and Jay that.
Oh, my. Jay's what my is happening
boss.
Right now?
Oh.
Okay.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Karen, have you ever asked her if she's ever eaten anything that had an expired label on it, Kevin?
Mom, do you ever eat expired food?
Kevin James.
Well, maybe a day or two. I mean, I don't eat a month's expired.
Okay. That's where fair. We differ.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello. Kevin.
Howdy.
Hey there.
What are you up to today?
Well, I'll tell you this. Where'd it go? Look at these cool napkins.
Yeah, you had some napkins you wanted to show me. I knew you had show and tell.
Let me grab those. Well, I'm going to actually open the package.
You already told. Now it's time to show.
Yes.
And tell and show is different.
Tell and show, yeah. Also great on the radio. Show and tell and show.
It really is. Really. I will try to describe as best as I see. Currently, all I see is your head.
Yes, my my wife, of course, did the purchasing and the organizing of the decorations and the napkins and the cupcakes. And look at these napkins, bro. Look at this. Look at that.
Well, these are very nice rose color.
I know, and it's like, what and, are they? It's like they're like raised. You know, like
they are embroidered.
This is what it looks like.
Is that what you would call that? No, it's what do they not, call it when it's on... In embroider, it's gosh dang it. I know the word and I can't think of it. That's okay, it doesn't matter.
Emblazoned,
it is Dolly Parton's face,
yeah,
and then with some flowers around the ring that is around her head.
How amazing is that? I don't even want to use it.
Autographed by Dolly.
I don't even want to use it.
Yeah, well, one of these needs to hang on our wall.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, whatever.
Where did you find these?
Where did I find them? On the counter.
Are these just something that are out and about in the stores?
I guess. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
They're really nicely done.
I'm literally like, well, that's, you can't wipe your face on that or your hands. That seems silly.
No.
It's like it's a picture.
Maybe on the rear side.
Let me see.
It's just all flowers.
Yeah, but it's
I wouldn't
looks,
feel guilty about that.
Looks pretty nice. Yeah, that's yeah, a this crazy
is, one of these is going to hang up right over there.
I agree. So anyway, Dolly. There's that. And then there's the other thing that I was going to tell you. I'll take up your time. It's role reversal day. So, you know, behind the curtain, our buddy, is he our buddy, Matt Gray? Sure. Our coworker, Matt Gray, who is filling in for our Mark Peterson. He usually records the weather, you know, and then in the morning we play it. Weather, you know, just gives us the weather.
Right.
Well, I emailed him. He's just not used to being here. So I emailed him, hey, man, weather's missing. You must have forgot, whatever. So no reply. This is like, I don't know, a long time ago, 45 minutes ago. So I didn't get a reply. So I just go over to, and I've never done this. And I don't think I'll ever do it again. I went over to the railing. We are on the second floor of the KXOY World Broadcast Center. TV's on the first floor.
Yep.
You can overlook. There's like a mezzanine, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, we have, any time we wanted to get our voice on TV, we could.
Oh, without question. Just my regular talking voice would probably have been on the television had I just spoken up. Because it's so quiet down there, except for where they're broadcasting from. So I'm overlooking the desks that the news reporters sit at. And our friend Hannah Joy is sitting there. And I go, Hannah!
It's me.
Now, that's a weird thing.
Hannah. She probably hasn't heard voices from above.
Happy Halloween.
She hasn't been here that long.
She snapped her head.
To have radio people talking to her.
She snapped her head behind her. She looked the other way because, I mean, that's weird.
Oh, yeah. She's thinking she's hearing things.
And then I go, I'm above you.
That sounds terrible.
It was the worst. And as I was saying it, I'm like, I'm just literally trying to give her a direction that to look. But as I'm saying it, I'm like, that sounds so creepy. Yeah. Like, it just, and it's, you know, it's 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. and, you know, people are calling your name. And it just wasn't great all the way around. And she looks up and she smiles and she's like, waves. And I go, and then I turn to business on her and go, hey, I emailed Matt, but he must not have seen it. Weather's missing. Could you tell him? And she whips her earpiece out because, of course, she's trying to listen. She's got a job.
Yeah,
like, she's
got
to
no
go
idea.
On the air. And she's like, what was it? And so I'm the whole thing was just a messy thing. I'm not doing that ever again. I'll do it where I just walk down because then at least she can see me coming over there. And I'm like, ugh.
Do you think the problem gets resolved?
Oh, she got up. She got up to go, you know, talk to him. But I was like, I felt bad. She's not her thing. She's trying to do her job. And I'm over there.
Right.
I'm watching you. I mean, it was just the whole thing was creepy. Sorry. Now I feel like I should email her and say sorry for being creepy. I think I will.
Is that too much?
No.
No, I don't think so. I mean, if it wasn't Halloween week, I don't think it would be as bad.
It did make it worse, yeah.
But yeah, it was kind of a little. Yeah. Plus, those people get up at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, their brains cannot be healthy.
No, no. And at this point, they're probably like, gosh, we're over halfway, thank goodness. I mean, they get pretty much done at 7. I mean, they have to do, you know, reports after that, but all their on-air stuff,
right.
Most of it anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
must be nice.
Thanks for letting me take your time up, Kevin.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Happy one-year anniversary with the Jay and Kevin Show, Steve.
Thank you.
Roberta, Susan, Tim, Leanne, Nancy, all just chiming in on the text line saying that to you as well. So
I appreciate that.
Happy.
Yeah. Very kind. Thank you to you guys and, of course, your wife Denise for the cupcakes and decorations.
And embossed napkins.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Do I need to yield my time to the man from Harrington?
Oh, wow.
For his first thoughts?
Very political there.
No, I mean, it's your anniversary, man. This is your day.
Oh, okay.
That was very kind,
even
though.
Even Stevens.
Yeah,
none of my thoughts are timely.
Okay. Fair enough.
Is that today or ever?
Yes. That is correct.
Fair.
Timely thoughts.
Oh, man. Trick-or-treating weather. Matt Gray is doing the forecast right now for trick-or-treating weather.
All right. Yeah.
It is terrible.
Yeah, it's not great. Rain and probably
38.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, I don't know if it'd be quite that cold unless
that's
you're trick-or-treating
what Matt
at midnight.
Gray said.
Well, I know, but that's like in the middle of the night.
No, that was at 6 and 7 p.m. 7 p.m. He's had it at 38 degrees.
He has it at 38, but the overnight low is 37.
Yeah.
Whatever. Ugh. Yeah, not going to be great.
Are you going to argue with Magic Mike?
Magic Matt.
God. What is wrong with my mouth? Magic Matt. That's what I call him.
Yeah. Kevin has always said.
He reminds me of a magician. I don't know why.
Well, it's his facial hair, I think. For some reason, he looks like he could perform magic.
Oh, and when he talks, it makes me just want to say, hey, and after, here's your Halloween weather forecast, and when I finish up with this, I'll pull a rabbit out of my hat.
I wish he was wearing a top hat and a little cane. That
would
be so
I have
great.
One in my car.
Yeah, let's see if he'll do it. I'm sure his wife would be like, don't ever do that on TV again. You don't look good in it.
Yeah, maybe email him.
Is Matt Gray a married man?
He is, yeah.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Have you met his lady?
No, I've heard him talk about her, though.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I've heard him mention of his wife before, so yeah. And in fact, I was heard him one day. He was like, yeah, I took my wife's car because I wanted heated seats. I'm like, oh, that's very gentlemanly of you. I hope your wife wasn't going to go anywhere.
Must not have been.
I'm guessing, you know, otherwise Magic Matt wouldn't be magic anymore.
No. Steve, you were saying?
Oh, no. I just want to say thanks and how appreciative I am for the past year. That's all.
Well, that was very generous.
And, yeah, be a little serious.
Would you be willing?
Oh, boy, here we go.
For the 9 o'clock Hot Topics, your top 5 things of the first year.
Ooh.
Okie dokie. Like that.
I gave you almost 3 hours.
We have to wait till 9 for that?
Well, Jay, I wanted to give him almost 3 hours to get it ready.
Well,
I just tell him, hey, can you have it ready at 7 when I do something for you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that.
Well, you know I would panic either way, so I'm panicking in my mind already. But yeah, I can do that.
All right, we'll have it ready at 7:30 then.
All right.
He has a very good memory, Kevin.
I know he does.
He'll remember, yeah. Like, I'll say something, go, yeah, I think you told me that 6 months and 4 days ago. I'm like, whoa.
Well, no, I have a good memory for just random useless information, not the important things. So we'll see.
Like Mark Peterson's real name is Mark, not Mike.
Allegedly.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'll admit I'm wrong, just not to you.
It's kind of fair, actually.
I don't care if I'm right or wrong.
Kevin James.
Just as long as Kevin knows that he's wrong and you're right.
Correct, Jay. You're right.
Hey.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget you can download the Coyote Country app. It is absolutely free. Then you can take us with you wherever you are. And, wherever you are, there we are. Kind of how that works. Also today, a chance to qualify for Seahawks Cardinals tickets. That game coming up on November 24th. We'll give you those. And I was going to see if, you know what? In a little bit here, we got these new beanies, these Coyote Country beanies.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty slick.
So I'm going to do a little text line thing for some beanies, okay? So we'll do that in a few minutes here. Hang on for your chance. Yeah, I guess you'd be the first person to win one, correct? No one's won any of those yet. We've given some away, mainly to employees. But yeah, you'll be the first person to have one of these brand new Coyote Country beanies. Just
that's
in time for the
something.
Cold weather, huh?
Yeah, hot off the press.
All right, well, let's do a little audio vault here. Garth Brooks says he's thinking about moving.
What?
Yeah, you know, he lives in the Nashville area, of course. The thing about moving.
Actually, the queen is pushing hard.
She wants to move to Ireland.
What?
I think this last time over there, I think she just fell head over heels in love with the country.
Ireland. You know, they toured over there, of course.
Yeah, I get it. It's beautiful. Garth, have both.
Well, there's that.
You know, I mean, certainly could afford to have a place here and a place there.
I think so, yeah.
That's what you need to do. Don't leave America altogether.
Right.
That would be sad.
Plus, you know, winters in Ireland are kind of gray and dreary. I mean, you go to Nashville, it's like, you know, Music City, basically.
Yeah.
Lots to do.
Does he still have a place with his ex-wife? Or remember where they shared the property?
Well, she lived, yeah. Sandy lived on Garth's property while they were raising the children.
That's what I wanted. The kids are grown now.
I don't know that answer, Kevin, if she still lives there.
I'm still there.
I haven't heard that she moved, so I'm going to guess, yeah.
Did you see the other thing Garth spent money on recently?
I don't know. I don't think I have.
I think we were gone when this happened.
Okay.
He bought part of the field goal.
Oh, from Vandy?
From Vanderbilt. They got ripped down. He bought a big chunk of it. And
he rescued it out of the river?
Is putting it in the bar.
Oh, that's a great. That's a great
one. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, man, that's a good use of millionaire money. Don't you think?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, if you've got it just laying around, you're like, you know
what
we
should do?
That
makes you an instant Vandy bar.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Vanderbilt's going to be, and Vanderbilt has a lot of students, if I'm not mistaken.
I bet you could chop that up into little segments. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not quite sure how tall one of those uprights are, but I'm going to go with very. It's hard to get the whole thing in there, so you could do it in chunks. It'd be, what a fun, like, gift. You buy it, and then you cut it up, and if you have, like, Vandy fans that are in your family, or, and a lot of people who are in Nashville went to Vanderbilt, and, or, you know, just people that you know. And you send him a little chunk of the goalpost for like Christmas or something?
That's pretty amazing.
That is a great plan. You know what else is a great plan? Is airlines giving away really good food on their airline until something goes wrong.
You guys see this? A JetBlue passenger sued the airline over a dangerously cold ice cream sandwich that she claims broke her tooth. Meanwhile, every Southwest passenger is like, you're getting ice cream sandwiches?
Right. I mean, it's like, hey, look, we gave it to you.
I almost am mad at her. Like,
don't ruin it.
I get that's a bummer your tooth broke, but maybe handle this in silence and don't get the sandwiches taken away.
Yeah, now the airline's like, well, this is why we don't do it. Here's your mini package of cookies.
How blown away would you be if you got an ice cream sandwich on a flight?
I would simply ask this question. Is it Steve's one-year anniversary?
Yeah, it must be some special occasion.
It would have to be, but apparently not. Quit complaining. You'd complain if you were hung with a new rope. Remember that saying?
I do.
You know Hoda. She's retiring.
Yes,
from
she is.
Television.
Yes.
She said something yesterday where I was like, okay, well, let's see.
I so want this new chapter to be about something cool and brand new. My 50s rocked. So my 60s are going to be bumping.
Bumping.
What? How many people have ever said that in their life?
So my 60s are going to be bumping.
Yeah. Kevin, you got that to look forward to, man.
Gonna be bumping.
Someday. It'll be like, you know, Kevin will be like 59. He's like, man, can't wait.
My 60s are going to be bumping.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. But good luck.
I mean, I feel like she'll find a way to make it happen.
Also, Jordan Davis, when talking about candy. Well, first of all, Luke Combs was talking about candy for Halloween.
Man, you know what I love? And I can't believe I thought of this. I love those caramel apple suckers, man.
Oh,
those
good
things
answer.
Are great. And they got all stuck in your teeth and everything. I don't know why I like them so much, but I always loved those as a kid. You don't see those too often.
You don't see them that often anymore. But yeah, that's a great answer. Jordan Davis is just like... It's like he's still a kid when he answered, hey, what's your favorite candy?
Probably Reese's or M&M's. Although I love the variety, Starburst. This is one I feel like I only eat at Halloween because I feel like at Halloween, one of the popular ones is just like the two-piece Starburst things. So, yeah, probably Reese's, M&M's, throwing some Starburst.
It's like, well, what's your favorite candy? And he names three.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, Reese's. No, M&M's. No, everything in the bag.
I love it all.
And if you know Jordan Davis at all, that kind of fits his personality. I feel like he is kind of has that childlike.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
You know, kind of mischievous, has that smile where you feel like he still could be a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah.
In a grown man's body. I like all the candy. Just give it to me all. And that's your audio vault for a Wednesday. It is the day before we get the free candy. It's October 30th, 2024.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But then if he comes home and he's a big poopy diaper baby about it, then that's no fun either.
What a great edit on your part.
Kevin James.
I was going to say poopy diaper baby?
I don't think you're going to say that.
Yeah, you're right.
That was really impressive. Well done, Kevin.
Thank you.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Right, I've got Kelsey Ballerini tickets to give away. Not even on sale yet, for crying out loud. So if you want to win those, we're going to play a little game we call...
Say less.
What?
Say less.
Say less. Oh, that is a term used by Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah, she used it last year during the interview.
She did.
And you remember what it was? I do. I remember what it was. It was Kenny Chesney invited her on his private jet to fly to... That part I don't remember. Where did they fly to again?
Gosh, I almost felt like it was a football game, but maybe it was.
It was because they had to go back to where they're, you know, half of their hometown.
Yeah. I just watched it yesterday. It was the Tennessee football game.
Okay, there you go.
Tennessee, Bama?
Sure.
That sound right to you guys?
Sounds like it could have been.
She was like, Kenny asked if I wanted to go on the PJ, and I was like, say less.
Yeah.
Say less.
So it's only appropriate that we have the game called Say Less. Let me see here. Oh, that's kind of appropriate as well. Hey, Candy.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very, very good. Would you like your chance at winning Kelsey Ballerini tickets? And I do say chance because you're going to have to win them.
Well, sure. All
right. Also, it's the day before Halloween and we have somebody on named Candy.
That is perfect.
That seemed appropriate. Candy, that seemed appropriate to us. Whoa, that was nice. A great cackle. What's your favorite candy?
Oh, I'd have to say the plain old Hershey bar.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Just chocolate, yeah.
I admit, it is one of those that you're like, oh, it's kind of boring. Then you eat it and you're just like, well, no, not really. It gives me everything I need.
Yeah, it's just good. Yeah.
Chocolate.
All right, hold on for a second, Candy. We're going to meet your opposition here in the contest called Say Less. Is this Tim? Oops, there he is. Hi, Tim.
Hey.
How we doing, buddy?
Not bad. How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. All right, we're going to play a little contest here called Say Less. Here's how it's going to work. Ladies will be first, so Candy will go first here. We're going to give you the description of a movie. All right, and then after we give you the description of a movie, you will have a chance to hear some of the actors and actresses in that movie. You can decide, it's kind of like Name That Tune, Kev, where you go, I can name that tune in one note.
I can name that tune in 58 yes. notes.
The first person, Candy, will start out and we'll be like, Candy, do you think you can get it in four? Well,
she gets
we won't
more.
Even
yeah,
ask
yeah,
her.
Yeah, 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 she gets more.
But we'll then go to Tim and be like, say less. Do you think you can do less, Tim? And we'll go back and forth, okay? So here it goes. Jay will give you a description of a movie. Don't say anything until we've gone back and forth and figured out who will finally get to play and identify the movie.
Here's the description of a movie for both Candy and for Tim. A race car driver is at the top of his game, but loses it all when another driver roars onto the scene. There's your movie description.
So don't...
Candy can get four names of people who star in the movie. Now, Tim, do you think you can name that movie in less than four actors and actresses?
Yes.
How many would you like to go with?
I will go with zero.
Oh!
Oh, you want? He's just going for it. He doesn't even need
to know. He doesn't care. Yeah, he knows. He thinks he knows.
Now, I will tell you, every wrong answer, if you get a wrong answer, it is a point for the other person.
Right. You still want to stick with zero, Tim?
I'll go with one.
Okay, well, you know what? In that case, hold on for a second.
That's fair.
That is fair. Candy, do you think you could name it in zero, or do you want him to name the movie?
I think I can do it in zero.
Oh. All right, wow. Candy, name that movie.
Is it Days of Thunder?
Days of Thunder.
Producer Steve?
Oh.
That's not it? Okay.
Days of Thunder. All right. 1 point. I actually wanted to see. Tim, did you know that movie?
Yeah, I know what the movie is.
What movie is it?
Talladega Nights.
Oh, yeah.
He would have gotten the point either way. He would have gotten it either way, so that's fine. No worries. Okay, 1-0.
Tim leads 1-0.
All right, 300 years have passed since a group of sisters were executed for practicing dark witchcraft. Ooh.
Whoa. Spooky.
Tim gets four names. Unless Candy can name it in less. Candy, can you name that movie in less names?
I can do that one in zero.
You can do that one in zero?
Oh, really?
All right, name that movie.
Yes. Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus is correct.
These guys.
Oh my God.
These guys came to play today.
Yeah, nobody's messing around here. Holy smokes. All right, it's 1-1. Here's the third movie. A hockey player wannabe finds out that he has the most powerful golf drive in history. He joins the PGA Tour to make some money to save grandma's house. Candy gets four names unless Tim can name it in less names. Tim?
I can name it in less.
How many would you like to hear?
I would like to hear zero.
Zero? What? Name that movie.
It is Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore. Very nice. Wow. These guys don't need names. They don't need actors and actresses. We've had zeros across the board so far.
Yeah.
All right. 2-1 in favor of Tim.
2-1. What a battle.
All right, here's the next movie. A gym and its owner are down on their luck. A new fancy gym run by a health nut try to put them out of business. Tim gets four names, unless Candy would like to go with less. Candy?
Oh, I think it's... Okay, I'm going to go with zero.
You're going to go with zero? You're just going to go for it.
All right,
name that movie.
Dodgeball?
Dodgeball is correct. Well done. Okay, it's 2-2. It's coming down to the last movie. The last
movie. This is it.
Movie.
This is the way we wrote it in the script yesterday.
Here we go. Here's the movie. An adventurous teenager sails out on a daring mission to save her people. That's the description of the movie. Candy gets four names, unless Tim thinks he can do it in less names. Tim?
I can do it in zero.
You can do it in zero. Oh, Tim, this is for either the win or for handing the tickets to Kelsey Ballerini right over to Candy.
I thought this one was really hard, too.
Name that movie, Tim.
Is this movie Moana?
It is Moana!
You're a movie expert.
Wow.
Very nice.
Well done. That was amazing. Good job, you guys. Well done. Well played. Tim, congratulations. We got you some Kelsey Ballerini tickets. You know what? Hold on for 1 second.
Are we excited for Moana 2 coming out soon?
I can't wait. Give me the rock. Give me more of the rock. You know what, Candy? We can't. Your name is Candy. It's Halloween time. You can't walk away from the door without some sort of treat.
No, that's rude.
So I'm going to give you your option right now, Candy. You can either have a Coyote Country beanie or you can have a Coyote Country sweatshirt. Which would you prefer?
A sweatshirt, please.
Stand by and hold on. We'll give you that. And congratulations to Tim. He's going to get a pair of tickets to go see Kelsey Ballerini. That could not have been played better. Those are like professionals playing a game about movies.
Yeah, I mean, they were great.
Can you imagine knowing all those? Kevin, be honest. Would you have known all of those?
No.
Would you have known the Moana one might have got you?
I would not have got the I think I would have guessed Hocus Pocus.
Just because.
But I would not have been confident going with zero.
Yeah, that seemed.
I'll tell you that. The other ones I would have got, Moana would have taken me a second.
Right. Is that the only one that would have taken you a second? You would have got the other ones?
Yes.
Yeah, because I think the other ones were pretty good.
Did you not give any actors or actresses?
Zero.
Wow.
All right. Well, congratulations. Kelsey Ballerini tickets for Tim and a sweatshirt from Coyote Country for Candy. Well done, everybody. Good work. The Big